the national budget reading, most closer, Ugandans have been tasked to get ready to tap into opportunities that are emerging out of the strategic growth areas, ATMs, agro-industrialization, tourism, mineral-based industrialization, including oil and gas, as well as science, technology, and innovation, including ICT and creative arts. Speaking at the launch of the budget month activities in Kampala, Ramadan Gobi, the Permanent Secretary and Secretary to the Treasury, said during the budget month, the ministry will focus on communicating the financial year 2026-27 budget priorities and policy measures to support these priorities. Gobi says the government remains committed to growing the economy tenfold by 2040 through prioritizing investment in the enablers of the ATMs, including transport infrastructure, electricity, irrigation, social services such as education and health, industrial parks, and domestic resource mobilization, among others.
As we improve, all of us, that area, if we can get to about 20% of GDP and we mobilize it as revenue, we shall need less domestically borrowed money. Of course, also, they have told you we are getting some oil this year. It will add on some revenue, especially for infrastructure development, because oil money is earmarked for infrastructure. We are also improving on how to work with the private sector. We are under public-private partnerships, so that some of these things we borrow for can be done by the private sector, we de-risk them.
This year's budget will be read on the 11th of June 2026 under the theme Full Monetization of Uganda's Economy through Commercial Agriculture, Industrialization, Expanding and Broadening Services, Digital Transformation and Market Access.